Bobby Gales is standing by to give us another update. Hey, Bobby, good morning to you.
And good morning to you as well, Shirley. So, family, you know, with a year into the coronavirus pandemic, there is a summit being held this weekend to take a look at the impact the crisis has had on our youth. My guest to give us all the details is Ms. Christy Matthews from the D.C. Girls Coalition. So, Christy, this summit you're hosting on the 13th. Why don't you give us some details about it?
Absolutely. So on the 13th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., we are co-hosting with several different organizations an event for young people to come and vent about their experiences with COVID-19 over the last year and also the long-term impacts of the COVID-19 for young people. For many young people, it's not just this last year, but it's a whole shift in their future and a shift in how they'll look at their past. They didn't have prom. They didn't have graduation. They didn't get to go on their first dates and do all these things that young people look forward to doing. And so we really want to give them space to reflect on that and see how as adults we can support them.
Okay, and this is a virtual event?
It is a virtual event. It's going to be through Zoom, and you can find information on how to register through our Twitter and Instagram pages, which is very simply DC Girls Coalition on Twitter or Instagram.
Fantastic. Well, Christy, I want to thank you very much for reaching out to our youth who have been affected in one way or another by the coronavirus pandemic. Great job.
Thank you for having us today.
It's a pleasure. That's Christy Matthews with the DC Girls Coalition. Now, if you would like more information about this summit taking place on the 13th, you can also go to our website at whur.com. Right now, let's check traffic. Tony, you got it.